You're listening to the Rubbish Trip Podcast. Two no-waste nomads talk trash with people in Aotearoa, New Zealand.
Good Four Whole Foods Refillery opened its doors in Auckland at the beginning of 2017, making it New Zealand's first totally packaging-free store. Good Four follows in the footsteps of a growing international phenomenon of zero-waste stores that offer their customers life's essential items without the inessential packaging. In September 2017, we sat down with James Denton, the founder and owner of Good Four, to find out why he opened the store, what the public can expect to find when they walk in, and why reducing the packaging that surrounds our food is an individual commitment that's well worth the effort.
I feel like a packaged product is more like a piece of advertising. It's like, you know, here we are again, here we are again. But like a good brand can do that without having to package it up. They can just do it online, scream it out to the market without having to put it in their pantry every single time. If they were good at what they did.
Kia ora, James.
G'day, how are you?
Good, good. Thanks for talking to us.
No worries at all.
So we thought we'd start off by asking you, what was it that motivated you to open a packaging-free store?
It was just as simple as all of a sudden becoming aware of my own footprint, I think. It kind of was just a collaboration of, you know, social media all of a sudden presenting all these environmental issues, and then me going, I'm actually a big part of this problem, and then deciding to do something about it, I suppose.
And so were you focused particularly on being aware of your own waste or environmental issues generally, and then you thought, well, a packaging-free store is the way to start?
Or? Yeah, it was like a general thing, and then I thought the best way to get people more aware is just through being able to minimise their own waste footprint, because you can't all of a sudden go buy an electric car or fit your house out with solar panels or anything like that. I thought that these package-free stores could be a way of people to just all of a sudden start thinking more environmentally consciously.
It's so interesting that it came from an individual realisation, I guess.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's really interesting too that it motivated you to go to the sort of supply side, for want of a better thing, because for us it was like making, you know, a personal commitment. So was there a personal background that you came from in terms of waste minimization?
Not really, no. I'm pretty fresh to it, to be honest. I started using reusable bags probably like 3 years ago, and then all of a sudden just kind of over time began to realise that, you know, reusable bags don't really mean anything at all. That's more about what's going into the reusable bag and how it's being processed after that. So I thought the biggest impact that I could make was kind of create a store for myself that made convenient shopping like an environmentally conscious manner easy, and then it kind of flowed on from there.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, our experience of living without a rubbish bin in New Zealand, you know, you're the first packaging-free store and you're in Auckland, and we were living in Wellington, and our experience was certainly that we needed to shop around. We needed to get a bit of a sense, a map of the city, of what was available and where without packaging. So, and often what happens when people are interested in reducing their waste but sort of have cold feet because they feel it's not very convenient. So it's very interesting that you use that word convenience of setting up it's kind of like a one-stop zero-waste shop.
Yeah, kind of like a little zero-waste supermarket, but without the fresh produce. But fresh produce is easy to come by, zero waste anyway.
So can you step through what kind of things you do have on offer in the store? Because there's quite a range. How did you go about stocking the shelves, and what was your priorities kind of in setting it up, and what will people expect to see when they walk in the store?
I've always been into kind of the health food side of things, like Whole Foods. So it needed to have basically everything you could possibly want in your pantry, even if you were making kind of a random dish. So you can buy things in here from any sort of grain that you want, every type of quinoa and kind of freke and anything you want to bake bread with, any sort of rice, you know, right from black and red through to basmati and short grain, medium grain, arborio, sushi rice. You can get 26 different flours.
Wow.
Anything from like hemp flour to chickpea flour, strong flour, those kind of things.
Mm.
You can come in here and kind of get basically any snack you want as well. Beans and pulses.
Mm.
Basically anything that you can get in a package that's dried in a supermarket, you can get in here.
Mm. And there's also some liquids and stuff on offer as well, eh?
True, yeah. So the liquid section's still lacking, but I think it's probably the most kind of comprehensive liquid dispensary that you can find. You can get kind of organic olive oil, organic extra virgin olive oil, coconut oil, tamari. Yeah, a lot of stuff that you need for your pantry.
You talked about wanting to start something up that was, you know, easy for people to start living environmentally, so you can't just go out and buy an electric car or solar panels, and part of the reason for that is the price. It's very difficult to do that.
Yeah, for sure.
And so our experience of living without a rubbish bin has been that buying from bulk stores is much cheaper and much more affordable, but at the same time, you have very high quality goods in your store, which is a great thing, and lots of organic, so you would probably be on the higher end of the price range for a bulk store, but still it's much cheaper to buy the stuff from you, that quality from a place like this, than it would be to buy a package. But how do you balance that of having high quality goods but also keeping things accessible and affordable?
Yeah, we're not here to like break people's bank, so we have really concentrated on keeping our margins to a point that people can afford. Like, I don't think that we'd that much more expensive. You'd find certain lines of things cheaper in bulk stores if they're not organic, and maybe from a really big distributor like Huckleberry, they might bring in you know, thousands of kgs of quinoa, and they might be able to do it at a better price, but other than that, I think we're pretty competitive. You actually come out pretty surprised about how cheap it is. It's pretty competitive, and that's what we're going to try to do around the country. Like, as we get bigger, we're just going to get cheaper and cheaper.
Well, that's really exciting. So have you got plans to expand around the country?
Yeah, we're opening another store in Auckland on the 1st of December, and then we've got a store lined up in Wellington.
Woohoo!
Oh, cool. Yes. Wellington needs it.
Yeah, it's about time.
And then we're offering franchise opportunities to people around the rest of New Zealand. So,
oh, that's excellent.
Wow. Yeah, we're going to do a really high-quality franchise, so that just going to be super careful on who we choose. You're going to have to be like very passionate about it in order to become a franchisee.
Mm.
It will just keep the quality really high.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So obviously it's a really successful business model in a way. And, you know, what has the response been from the community? And, you know, did you feel like there was a demand for this sort of thing, this sort of shop?
Yeah. I think it already exists, right? Like, Binnin exists.
Mm-hmm.
But what it needed was like a really, really cool brand to bring it into this era and like capture the attention of people.
Mm.
And definitely, like, there was a lot of people who wanted to shop by this, for sure.
Mm.
Thousands.
Mm. Mm. Well, the interesting thing, the contrast with a shop like Binnin, and Binnin's been around for decades, really.
Yeah, 25 years or something
like
that.
Yeah, but they've sort of moved away from having everything unpackaged, and there's a lot more packaging we've noticed coming into Binnin stores, whereas there's actually nothing in a packet here.
Yeah, for sure.
So that seems to us to be the key distinction.
Yeah, I think so too. I think they kind of lost their way, like, at the start. I think that at the start they were still targeted at like kind of olden day shopping, like baking and stuff. It wasn't so much about the non-packaging or the plastic reduction. So they've never really had that, and their franchise model was not tight enough, so they've got all these franchisees that are allowed to do whatever they want. So every Binnin store you go into is different.
Yeah.
But our model will be, you know, there's never going to be allowed to be a packaged product in there. There'll be no plastic at all, so that's where we're going to stay.
Cool.
Perspective, when you walk into the store, you can clearly see no packaging.
Yep.
But I imagine that at least some of your products, well, most of them don't just float into the bins. So how do you manage like, because you're a packaging-free store and you clearly have this really strong kaupapa, how do you manage the store's own waste footprint in terms of sourcing stuff for bulk bins? You know, how effective have you been at reducing the plastic that comes into the store through the back?
Yeah. It's just like a big working process, as you can imagine. A lot of the New Zealand products we get, we have a swap system. So we get it in a container and then we send it back and they fill it up again and we get it back here. So it's just
awesome.
Like that.
That's so good.
So we do that with like lots of buckets. A few companies down in Wellington do it with us as well.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's big suppliers like Ceres Organics, who we get a lot of goods from. And it's a little bit more difficult to change the way they package their goods.
Mm.
But because we've been so successful, this store, like they've really started taking notice of us. So the plan going into the future is to get paper bags delivered. But in saying that, their international kind of importation process still turns up with packaging. So like, I don't see that side ever changing, apart from maybe the plastic turning into a different material that breaks down quicker.
Like sort of the
iconic like a vegetable
packaging.
Plastic or something like that. But that's a long way off. And it's just a matter of how you recycle it, really. You know, that kind of process is impossible to stop.
Yeah, and it's interesting. We've noticed that everybody has their ceiling. So consumers have the ceiling that they reach and how much they can do. And then you start to look at the stores themselves in terms of what they're providing, and then you know you have a ceiling and then the suppliers have a ceiling and everything is these systems. But it's, you know, even having said that, there's still massive waste savings to be made.
I'm sure
that you
big time
and being able to have those conversations because you've got that kaupapa behind you with people like Sirius is quite exciting.
It is cool. Once we get bigger, they'll start to listen to us a lot more.
The other thing we've noticed is when you come into the store, there's a little sign outside that says BYO packaging, and then underneath it says ideally in slightly smaller font. And I'm sure that there are many people that come here with their own packaging, but that's also a process you have to walk with your consumers to support them. And so you do provide brown paper bags and jars and that kind of thing. I suppose your future goal is that people will bring their own bags and things, and how do you manage that tension, because of course paper itself has an impact in terms of water and chemical used to create it and that kind of thing.
It all is just kind of like a work in progress. Like, we would like to really take control of like our supply chain in that manner. One thing we have done is we've teamed up with a company called Trees for the Future, which is an American non-for-profit which essentially just plants trees for people that, well, it's been about kind of deforestation for years, but now it's more based around kind of helping communities out and growing their food. So we basically, every customer that comes in, every purchase that's made, we donate money to them to plant a tree. And that's kind of like our offset thing, and we want to just progressively make that more and more local. So we feel like our paper bags get regenerated. And I suppose our focus is 100%, you know, it's against the whole plastic thing.
Yeah.
Because plastic is the real problem at the moment. Paper does break down. My worms eat my paper bags.
And the other thing that you offer is delivery of your products for, you know, all around New Zealand, right?
Yeah.
And so from what we understand, you package everything in the paper bags, and you have a cardboard box which you send out. And do you have any people sort of sending them back? Is there any way, you know, people could send you their own bags, or, you know, send the boxes back to be reused, and that, and in the same sort of way that with some of your suppliers in New Zealand, there's kind of a cyclical thing?
Yeah, we do like the idea of that for sure. And we want to, because at the moment online you can't buy any of the liquids or anything. And that's purely because we don't want to just package a bottle and then them not be able to like return the bottle to us. So it's just something that we just need to continually work on. Like, it would be really cool if we could have a return system, but it's these things are difficult. Like, and as I said before, it's more about sending people delivery with zero plastic in it, and if they're responsible and if they have the means, they can kind of put the packaging that we send them to use, you know, feed it to the worms, which is the ideal result. It's just, you know, if you guys have ever seen like a MyFood bag or something like that turn up, or even like a Countdown or New World Delivery. It's just like, it's pretty insane.
Mm.
You can't actually recycle like 50% of it.
You know, we've been travelling around the country and we've been going to lots and lots of stores and talking with lots of people and store owners about thinking about shifting towards less packaging and more loose items in their store. And two things to say to that. Firstly, is that you, by opening this store, have really, really provided an example for people around the country and have made it seem doable and possible because everybody brings up good for. So,
do
it? Yeah, so capify to you. Yeah. You're like, honestly, it does make a difference. So that. But the second thing too is that what people often say is, we would do it, except that we're very worried about freshness. And things in bulk bins don't stay fresh, and we're worried about hygiene. And, you know, how? What would you respond? What's your experience? How would you respond to that? Because you're obviously focused on high quality and hygiene and all that other stuff. So
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we've got really tight systems. Like, I can totally see where people come from. So, like, that was one of our main points. Nothing in our store is going to sit in there for even close to its shelf life. Our food is fresh, guaranteed.
Yeah.
You know, we don't need to sit there at all.
I mean, in 3 years, we've had one case of weevils in our food, not from you, but from another place. And we've shopped in all manner of bulk bins. And that's, and when I went back to my parents' place, they had all this packaged food and it had weevils in it.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know,
I've only ever seen weevils in packaged food. The hygiene thing is like, I think people kind of need to get over themselves a wee bit. You know, like, you are touching a scoop handle. We have hygiene like stations, you know, you can kind of wash your hands before you go into the store, like antibacterial stuff, but people are going to touch a scoop that another person has touched before, but you're not going to get sick from that. There's a lot of people that are just, you know, really concerned about their own kind of hygiene and that you might not even be able, to convert them, but we've got a huge customer base now who are just, it doesn't even cross their mind. It doesn't cross my mind. You know, the hygiene thing doesn't really matter.
We've noticed that a lot of your bulk bins have sort of local things like the Little Bird things and Tom and Luke stuff. How does that idea of working with local suppliers fit into the packaging-free philosophy?
Yeah, so we would just like to continue to build on that. Like, we want to get more and more local because obviously the miles are beneficial, and it's also the whole kind of swap system with containers. Both of those companies, we do a swap system. And obviously just working with, I think it's kind of like the whole trusting thing. Like, I like the idea that people come in here and we've got like Earthwise products, and we've got Tom and Luke and Little Bird and She Universe, and people know where they came from and like who made them and how authentic they are, and they know the brand. I really like the idea of brands. Like, our store's hugely built around brand. It's like you need a really great trustworthy brand in order to convince people to get involved in something like this. Like, people who were not in this headspace at all, you know, who weren't like a customer hanging off there, they've been converted. You know, those people on the fringe that weren't really aware, but now because we brought a cool brand to the market and we've got brands inside the store that they trust, they're like, oh, maybe I should give this a go. So I think branding and working with well-known brands is really key.
I would imagine it's easier to source those items packaging free if you can form a relationship with a local company to provide.
Yeah, no, super easy, and they're all about it as well. So like Little Bird, a couple of their products, they need to be in certain packaging, and they're like they're working on getting it in better kind of environmentally friendly biodegradable packaging. But this was like a really cool thing for them because they're like, cool, you know, all we do is send it in a bucket and the bucket comes back to us. So everyone who's local has been really into the whole swap system.
Nice.
It's almost like you're creating a little business community hub for sustainable business.
It's just so easy. Like, it doesn't. It's actually cheaper for them to do it, and there's less man hours involved. They just pour it into a bucket rather than 18 going into a bag and then sealing it up and that kind of system. So it's actually way more efficient and cheaper. It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah,
I feel like it's gonna become common. I think so, if we keep the kind of marketing really good and the branding really high, brand standard really high, and each store kind of is at a really good standard, I think that it'll just continue to grow. People will just get more and more accustomed to it, and it'll seem really, really normal to do it.
And do you feel like your life is very different now that you are more conscious about waste? So obviously it's different running a packaging-free store, but for yourself personally, changing your lifestyle, has that made you see the world differently? Or?
Oh yeah, for sure, 100%. Yeah, it's your whole life gets way more simplified, and it all kind of makes a lot more sense. It's cool to know what kind of the life cycle of things, like where your food comes from, what it's grown, and then kind of like eventually returning it back to, your own veggie garden. So, and like a packageless pantry is an absolute revolution, I reckon. It's so simple.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of declutters your entire life.
And you can see the food.
Yeah, for sure.
It's actually interesting what you're saying about branding, because actually sometimes having no packets is really nice because you don't have all this branding screaming at you every time you open your pantry.
Yeah, well, that's kind of like, I feel like a packaged product is more like a piece of advertising.
Yeah.
It's like, here we are again, here we are again. But like a good brand can do that without having to package it up. They can just do it online. Scream it out to the market without having to put it in their pantry every single time. If they were good at what they did.
Well, thank you very much, James.
No worries,
thanks
for talking
with us. And thank you so much for opening the store. It's really changed the game across New Zealand. So
definitely.